we're talking about Muhammad Ali, and I would never put them in the same sentence, except for the fact that they died within a couple of days of each other. But the one thing that they had in common is they captured, I think, sports fans' imagination in a way. And Kimbo Slice is, of course, who I'm talking about. He died yesterday. He was 42 years old. So unlike Muhammad Ali, who lived a full life, Kimbo Slice taken away at 42. No official announcement on the cause of his death, but he had been hospitalized earlier in the afternoon. And he's a guy who, Sean, we had in studio a couple months ago to promote what would be his last fight, a fight that he won and then was later declared a no contest because he tested positive for steroids. And just at looking at him, and I'll say the same with Brock Lesnar. I don't have any proof that Brock Lesnar uses steroids, but he looks like a guy who uses steroids. Just does. Looks like the guy at the gym who's 300 pounds of muscle and his neck is bigger than both of my shoulders. And that's, I think, a reasonable
forehead
suspicion to have.
Suspicion. And
same with Kimbo Slice. When I saw him here, he didn't look human. He looked like extra human, like a the Michelin Man or something. Just it was
a big dude,
breathtaking. Man. Yeah,
42 is awfully young. Do people just, unless they're obese, people just don't die of heart failure? Do they at 42?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm no doctor, but no. Something obviously something was wrong. Whether that was something that he did in the past in terms of this
good
steroid
dude
use.
When he was here, he was fun.
Yeah, full of life. I mean, full
fun.
Of, you know,
a lot of laughs. He
energetic.
Oh yeah, you were talking about fighting him.
Remember, I
studio.
Said I think I'm gonna kick your ass. And he laughed. He's like, he gave me that look. Like really?
He's like, really? You want to do this right now?
But it's funny because that's the kind of fight that he dominated and became famous for—a street fight where it's like you
a
think
guy
can
really
throw
does
down,
challenge him and want to throw down.
And he kills, and he doesn't kill, but he, you know, he metaphorically kills him. But then when he got in the ring, he really wasn't that good. I think he was 5-2.
No,
in
he
his
was
career
a fighter.
As a professional.
He was a brawler. That's what he was. Not a precision fighter. He was a brawler. That's why you meet him in the street. Some guy challenges him. He whoop your ass six ways to Sunday.
Right. But someone who knows what they're doing. And Nick, you would know because you're a huge MMA fan. I mean, Dana White said you wouldn't last a minute in the octagon. And he fought a couple of times in UFC.
Yeah, and he did okay in some of the fights, but like most, for the most part, like when he faced top tier talent, yeah, he kind of struggled. But I mean, that wasn't really who he was. I mean, he made his name as a YouTube sensation because, as you know, like he was a stand up fighting guy, and even as a street fighter, they didn't really do all that. They didn't grapple. They didn't wrestle.
They brawl,
they said,
man.
We're standing up and we're fighting. And that was like that one rule that they had. Mm-hmm. And then plus that aura of him just being so intimidating. You know, people like
the beard, the look.
He has
like
the
Mr.
look.
T.
Yeah. And he and then bigger than Mr. T. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's one of those guys that if you met a you meet a good wrestler and they can get into him, then regardless, those guys are so good at when they get on the mat. Some of those that specialize in it, it's tough. But it's a brawler.
Late.
He was fun to watch.
He started so late. I mean, the YouTube videos got him what popular. Like early, at 31.
Yeah, I was
going to
say in his early 30s, right? Yeah, it's been a decade or so.
You know, had he been famous at 25, maybe he would have had a better chance.
Yeah, but he did capture the public's imagination in a way. Like
heck,
I remember
he was only
ESPN
in here 6-8 months ago,
right when he came to visit, even 5 years ago, it was a big deal. Whereas, like, had the champ come, you'd never even know. But Kimbo Slice is a guy who crossed over. So he does become, I think, someone that becomes newsworthy for our sports world.
That's sad because he was sitting right here in the studio 2 feet from us, and he was a good dude, man. It's just weird how quickly it could be taken away, man. It was just with the last handful of months he was here.